Chagiga Peregimu Mishne Zayin. Last year, B'siyata D'shmai Meruba on Seydim Moyed. Tremendous accomplishment, having learned through Seydim Moyed together, B'iyun Rav, going through the Mishnayis, the Tamtzis of all the halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, and understanding the reasoning and the Cheshbon is behind. Halavai, Rebbein Shem should give us Koyach into the next Seydim, to Seydim Noshim. Let's see what's here as a last year on Seydim Moyed. Hapeseach es chovisoy. Somebody opens up a barrel of wine. He opened up a barrel of wine and he started using it for yayin b'shas sudis during Yom Tov. We're talking here, the Pashtus is a moicher, a storekeeper in Yerushalayim, opens up a barrel of wine to start selling, and Amaratzim come in and they take their kelim, they take out wine. Now we just learned in the last Mishnah that Amaratzim b'shas Yom Tov are nemon b'chol inyoni tayris. But here, and Amoritz touched the wine Yom Tov time, and now it's after Yom Tov. Do we still look at his wine as being Becheskes Taharis? Same thing as Maskel Bisoso. He had a large pan of loaves of challah, and he's selling rolls, bilkala, challahs. And Amoritz was there, he touched his chayah. If Yehudai Me Yigmar, he's allowed to sell whatever was opened up, has the din, the nemonis that it all had. B'shas HaRegel. And it's not a problem. What was here during Yom Tov was here. That's when there was an emunus. You could be knowing with this chiddush that they removed all the barriers. After Yom Tov, you go back to status quo. Do you want to say this machlekes with a lomdusha nusach? You'll say that the din that they made that all amiratzim are nemonim kichaverim is a din in the Gavra. They turned Amiratzim into Chaverim during Yom Tov time, so then the Amoritz was completely Nemon, he's a Chaver. Or no, they didn't make the Amoritz into a Chaver. They said that you're allowed to rely on the Amoritz. There's a din that the Chafetzim, that are Besofik, we give a Cheskes Tara to. Al af that the rest of the year we're Makbid, but these Chafetzim we're Mafkir from the Chafetzim, the Sofik Tumah. Okay? But these chafetzim are only Yom Tov time when we mafkir from them. After Yom Tov, they revert back to the original status. If you say it's a din of the people, that the people are chaverim, so chaverim kiviyokul told you Yom Tov time that this chayru was tayru. So that's why you could be maimin it even further. Then the Mishnah continues. Even though we just had a machloikis, legabi whatever was touched, nagua, b'shas Yom Tov, whether after Yom Tov we treated the chayru that was touched, whether we treated still b'cheskes tayris. That's only the chafetzim that were opened up, that which is necessary. Mishova regel legabe the migdosh and all the people that were there, we definitely don't rely on the cheskes tayra. Hoyu mavirin al taras azora, they were mitayra, everything that could be mekabel tuma in the azora was removed, was nitval, was scrubbed down, was nitval, and then returned to its proper place. We don't rely on the chazok of kol yisur chaverim legabe taharis or azora. Over Haregel b'yom shishi, the Pashto reading would be the Yom Tov finished on Yom Shishi. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Isru Chag, the Yom Tov passed on Yom Shishi. That means the Yom Tov finished the end of Chamishi. Friday was Isru Chag, so theoretically there should be time to engage in this Tahara process on Erev Shabbos. From deswegen the Aloch is lohei mavim nekvayd Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, this was an avodah that took a whole day, and everybody has to prepare for Shabbos. So well, they let the status quo linger over the weekend, and only on Sunday with the Isik b'taharas or azor. Rabbi Yudai me'af loy b'yom chamishi. Even if Yom Tov ended Revi, and they theoretically could have done the avodah on Yom Chamishi, they still don't do it. She'en ha'kehanim pnuyim. The kehanim are not that free. The way the Mefarshim explain it is, the Rav brings, comes from the Gemara, that the Kahanim were torud, all the deshen that collected, remember there was a ribui, hundreds of thousands of Kabbanis were brought over the days, the Dorim, the Dovers, even the Kabbanis that could be brought, the beginning of Yom Tov were brought to Meshach Yimei HaChag, there was a tremendous ribui of burnt ashes, the deshen, and all that had to be taken off the Mizbeach, the Dishon, the Mizbeach had to be performed, and it all had to be taken mechutz lamachna. So Memele was a tremendous avoider that which probably took many, many kahanim. So the kahanim weren't pnuyim l'avoider. You have to wait for days with this less avoider. They waited for something. Mishnah Ches, Ketzim Avin Al Taras Azor. How did this process look? Madbilines hakelim shoyu b'mikdash. Make no mistake, what we're talking about over here is the kelim. The azor itself is not makabel tuma. It's mechubal lekarka. We're talking here about the kelim. They would toivel them. Va'imrim lahem hizaru shalatigu b'shulchan utitamu. The Gemara explains that they warned. They gave a special azor to amiratzim to be careful not to touch the shulchan and to be mitame. Who exactly are they warning? And the reason why the shulchan got a special warning is because the shulchan couldn't be removed from the heichal, from the kodesh, in order to be toivel. It has to be there. The pasuk says, the lefonai tamid, that the shulchan has to be, have the lechem aparim on it, and it has to be oimid lefonai tamid. You can't remove it and be toivel. Theoretically, other kelim, you could be toivel. It doesn't need to be there every second of the day. The shulchan has to be there. Now, who exactly was bechshash? We're talking about amaratim. Of touching. One possibility is kohanim that would be nichnas into the heichal to do the avoida would touch the shulchan. It's a little bit far-fetched. The mevarshim had that possibility. The other possibility is the Gemara brings over here, that they would bring the shulchan out of the heichal to show Klal Yisrael that the lechem aparim, the bread that was on it, the Gemara says was a nes miyuchad, that the freshness of the bread was retained from Shabbos to Shabbos. It was as if it just came out of the oven. And the Lashon in the Gemara is, they did this Shabbos, was when the Lechem Aponim was removed. They showed them the Shulchan with the Lechem Aponim, and they said, Ru'uchi baschal lefnei amokim, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mechavev Klal Yisrael. And that's the hisgalus of the Ava of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for Klal Yisrael. This was B'sha'as HaRegel. Azoy shteit mefurish. So Melo, Ba'isa Rega, it could be that people pushed forward, And they had to be mazid amaratzim, not to be mitame. Now, the reason why you're not even on the lefonai tamid is in order to be toivel, there was a whole process. You would have to wipe it off, and you would have to be toivel and take it out, and dry it off, and then put it back in. Masha'enkin, just to bring it out for a second with the lechem upon him, even if it wasn't lefonai tamid, for that second, that's an expression of lefonai tamid to show klal yisrael chibaskim lefnei amokim. There's a good shaila why the expression of Ru'uchi Baschem Lefnei Hamokoim is dafke expressed in this nest. There were many nisim. Asar nisim nasa l'avisenu bebeis hamikdosh. Why dafke this nest? We'll share with the Elam Deher, perhaps, al derech agoda, but it's really a fitting finale to say the moyed. To say the moyed is about the Yom Tovim, and Yom Tovim is the time of the year when we are beloshen moyed, is being mizvayed, coming together, gathering together with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Being mizvayed, the moyed means this is the times of the year that we're close to Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and v'shtetzach, the ikur place of extreme closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the last mesechta of the whole Seder Moyed is the mesechta that deals with being oyler regel, the mitzvah of being oyler regel, the mitzvah of standing lefnei Hashem, the smachting lefnei Hashem, with basa kochim. Kochim and tyrus also bring us into the experience of living lefnei Hashem. Tyrus of being oymid lefnei Hashem, kochim of being misameach lefnei Hashem, and so on. When a yid went back after Yom Tov, and he went back to wherever he came from, he went back to his farm outside Haifa, to Tzvas, to Miron, to all places where yid need rachem v'shamayim, in order to live safely in Eretz Yisrael. And he went back and he was Oisif B'Parnas Osai. It's very hard to retain that inspiration, that feeling of the Hoimenkeit that he had in the Beis HaMikdosh. The symbol of a person struggling to hold on to his Madrega Ruchnis is Lechem. Maral says the word Lechem, earning one's daily bread, the word for Lechem is related to the word Mulchama, because it's a struggle. The struggle for a person to retain his kedusha, his status as a Baal Madrega, even while being Oisik in the Yonei Choyal, is a lifelong and a lifetime struggle. When a yid, before he went back to wherever he came from, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave him a chizuk. He showed him the lechem upon him, it stays as fresh from one Shabbos to the next. The lechem during the week is not the real chayim. The real chayim is the lechem on Shabbos. Shabbos, we don't call bread lechem. We call it chalos. Chalos means mufrash, it means muvdal, it means aliyah. A yid on Shabbos doesn't eat lechem. He's not fighting. On Shabbos, a yid is lefnei Hashem. Zeh ha-shulchan ha-shel lefnei Hashem. The ikar moyed is Shabbos. So when a yid when Klaiso went back to Shabbos, before they went back to wherever they came from, they took the message of who they really were and who they really are capable of being and what they're shaykh to and where they're dovuk, and they took that back even to the places where they don't feel so connected and so attached and so inspired. That's the finale on Gansei Demoyed, the Aliyah L'Regel, taking that inspiration and then going back. I might add that the next Seder is going to be Seder Noshim. There's two Bati Mikdoshim in a person's life. The Beis HaMikdosh in a person's life is the Beis HaMikdosh of Klal Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdosh in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKadosh. Should be zeichet to be there. Every person has a Beis HaMikdosh in his house. Every Yiddish home is a Beis HaMikdosh. The Seder that deals with the Beis HaMikdosh, not the one in Yerushalayim, but the one in each individual Yid's possession, wherever he might be, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, Yerushalayim, can be the furthest away from Yerushalayim, but his home, if it's a proper Jewish home, it's a Beis HaMikdosh. So when we step out, Ruchi Baskin Lefnei HaMokom, the place where we head to is Seyed Noshim. We leave Seyed Moed, we go into Seyed Noshim. That's the connection between the two. I'll add another detail to that. The Kedusha of Seyed Noshim, the Kedusha of Yiddish Bayis, is in the Kedusha of Yichus of Klal Yisrael. A lot of Seyed Noshim deals with family life, and a lot of it deals with the Tahira and the Yichus of Doirois, that a Mesiach is Doir after Doir, the Kedusha of Tahira, following all the halachas of family life in the context of Seyed Noshim. When Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, all of Klal Yisrael, Rashi says in Parshas Pinchos, had the Shem Hashem, the Shem Yud Kei, engraved on their family names, because all the Mishpachas of Klal Yisrael were Kuloi Kodesh, were Kuloi Miyuchas Be'altaris HaKodesh. There's only one person who didn't have that shtempel, that Chosemes of Kedusha of Yichus Yisrael. Achas Hiu Pirsimo HaKosuf, in Parshas Emor it says that the Ben Ish Mitzri, his mother was Shlomis Bas Divi, was the only woman who was Nikshal in Mitzrayim. And he was the only one, he was the only Jew in the Machne Yisrael that had no place in the Machne Yisrael because his father was a Goy. He was the only one. There was only one person of uncertain, of undefined lineage. Only him. Only Oysa Ish. The Pasuk that deals with Lechem Aponim is the Pasuk right before Rashi in Parshas Emor says, quotes from Chazal, and there's a ritva over here in these sugyas that talks about it, that he heard about the ness of the Lechem Aponim being fresh from Shabbos to Shabbos, and he was misloitzes. And he said, how is it possible? Bread that's a week old should be fresh. And the Mefarshim explained that the only ones who could see this chibaskim lefnei hamokom, that the bread was fresh, that the shleimus of Klal Yisrael is wherever you go, wherever you are, wherever you end up, it doesn't make a difference if you're how far away from Yerushalayim, you retain your freshness as a member of the Am Nivdol, as a member of the Am Kodesh. There were only people that a miyuchas al tayas hakodesh could see that ness. This Ben Ish Mitzri, who was not Altaris HaKadosh, couldn't feel it. He couldn't define it. The way we're saying, that's the Kedusha that a Yid takes with him wherever he is. The Kedusha of a Yiddish home, which is a Beis HaMikdash far away from Yerushalayim, is Shaykh to this Kedusha. He was not able to feel that Kedusha. So we have in front of us a picture where we go from Seyed Moed to Seyed Noshim. We retain that freshness, that inspiration, that Dohaibinkai, that Kedusha, from all the way from the Harabayis, where we're Oyle Regel, all the way to wherever we end up, as long as we have that connection to that world of Kedusha. The Mishnah finishes off. Kol HaKelim Shoyim BaMikdosh Yesh Lam Shniyim U'Shlishim. They had duplicates. They had a second copy, a third copy. Shem Nitmu HaRishonim. They would be able to use in the interim Yavyu Shniyim Takteh. They had replacements. Kol HaKelim Shoyim BaMikdosh Tu'unin Tvilo. All Kelim have a din that they're Mekabel Tomah. And Mamela, all the Kelim that were in the Beis HaMikdash were susceptible to Tumas. Mamela, when they cleaned out the Azora, where there was a Chashash Tumas Amiratzim, with the Rabbonon, so they cleaned it out and they were toivel everything, except for Chutz Mi Mizbach Hazov or Mizbach Hanachoshes. Those two Mizbachos, even though they're Kelim, the Mishnah explains, Mivnei Shehen Kekarka, Divrei Rebbe Elazar, since they were the Mizbach Hanachoshes, in the Azara was certainly filled with earth, as I stated in Pasuk and Parshas Mishpatim. So the Torah only says Mizbech Adom Etasali Ben Mizbech Hanachoshes in Parshas Mishpatim. But the Gemara learns out that there's a hekish between the two to the Mizbech Adom, but also the din of Karka. Now what we're saying Karka Mizbech Adom is only by the Mizbech of the Mishkan of Moshe. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he built it out of Avonim V'Sid. So it was like a wall made out of Avonim V'Sid. It's not Mekabel Tumah mitzad its own fact. What's interesting is that the Mishnah is quoting a discussion in Halacha that's Negeh to the Mizbechos, the way they were made in the Mishkan. It's not Halacha L'Doris, to Santa Or. In any case, that's the Shita Reb Leza, V'Chacham Moimim V'Pnei Shehen Mitzupin. Chacham said, no, they are Mekabel Tumah because the Adama part, the Karka part, is unto itself, but it's Mitzupah by something that has a din of a Kli unto its own. It's covered over with Nechoshes, or with Zov, so that part is Mekabel Tumah. It doesn't say exactly how they were Toivul, the Mizbech and Nechoshes, vice versa. It was possible. The Shulchan, like we pointed out before, would be Mekabel Tumah, except that we're not Choshes for the Tumah, because they were mazir, anybody who wasn't 100% careful not to touch it. Lemaisa, if we know that it became Tom, if a dead sheretz was there, so then about you would have to be toivel the shulchan as well. This is the last halach and say the moyed. Hadron halach, say the moyed. Hadron halach, say the moyed. Should be zeichel lul moyed, lulamid lishma velasoyes. And what we said before, should be zeichel mitz Hashem, to be misvayed with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, both in limud HaTorah, and both in the king, we should have the schus, mitz Hashem soon, to be ole regel, to be mekayim all the halachas, not only the halachas that we do have of the Yom Tovim, but the halachas that are get to the Avodas Beis HaMikdash and the Korbanos, should be zeicha to be ole letziv Yerushalayim, and lirois b'nechomas u'binyan tzin. And in the interim, we have our homes and our batei midrashim, which are our batei mikdash. We should be zeicha that the Hashuas Hashchinah should shine on us, to learn Vayta Mitzvah Hashem and to say the Noshim.